Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for the time that we're able to share together today as we draw close to the Lord and hear His Word speak to our hearts and speak to our lives. That's where we gain the strength we need to overcome. And that's the purpose of this message I began on the last broadcast, and that is, how can we live the victorious life? We see so many wonderful promises in the New Testament about the quality of life that God wants us to live. Jesus said simply, I came not only to give you life, but that they may have that life more abundantly. And I don't know about you, but I don't think anyone has arrived perfectly in that place where they feel that their life cannot be improved, enhanced, enriched, empowered in a greater way by the Lord. And so we are continuing, as Paul did. He said, I don't count myself to have apprehended. I haven't arrived yet, but I am pressing on. And I hope that's your heart's desire, beloved, because we all might get weary along the way, and that's why we need one another. We need to pray for one another, because we are indeed in warfare. And even the unsaved, certainly the Christian, as they go through their natural lives, they may sometimes wonder, well, why did I do that? They can, I'm speaking of the unsaved now, they, in retrospect and reflection, realize that what they did, what they said, what their attitude was, or what their action was, complicated the problems that they already had. And they aren't happy that they did it, because now they have more of a mess to deal with. And of course, as Christians, Paul expressed that very eloquently. He said he knew it was Christ in him, the hope of glory, and yet the things he didn't want to do, he ended up doing, and the things he wanted to do, he didn't do. What is going on? Well, he described it perfectly, beautifully, and adequately, that it is the old nature that we have. Going back to the beginning, genetically, we are tied to our first parents. All of us have a heritage in Adam and Eve. They sinned, and as a result, that spiritual death, that condition that they were in, were passed on, just like DNA is to natural parents that have a child. There's a genealogy that is present. Well, and spiritually, we receive that as well as the natural characteristics that were part of our heritage. And so all mankind is corrupt. We're sinners, and we need a Savior. Thank God for the promise that God spoke to Adam and Eve, even in the garden before they were expelled, that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. And that's he did. In the fullness of time, he came. His name is Jesus. And because of that, the longer we serve the Lord, the greater we ask God for wisdom and revelation. We understand the mystery, the magnitude, the glory of what we have been given. And it's my heart's cry and prayer that all of God's people, UCM partners, those who listen regularly, my radio family, and the body of Christ in general, will come to that place, seeing in the Spirit with an understanding they've never possessed before. And that revelation has to come from the Lord, where we, you know, what man or what, who can know the spirit of a man except the spirit of the man that's in him? The same thing. The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God and is able to reveal that to us. And so, Satan, who is the prince of the power of the air, the god of this age and world, will attempt at all times to delude people and rob them of the answer, that it's that old, Adamic, fallen, carnal nature that resists the new life of Christ. And he's been successful in deluding many into thinking that they can get an answer to this question through human knowledge. But man cannot. No amount of pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps is going to bring victory or success. We might think it can, but over time it will prove to be futile and a failure. But God provided a solution to the fall of humanity. He provided salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, I don't know about you, but try as hard as we want. As I've experienced in my own life, you might strive with all of your natural strength, of your flesh nature, your willpower, your self-discipline. It simply can't be changed successfully for any length of time, maybe just temporarily for a few moments. We can't change ourselves to better contact, or excuse me, not con, yeah, contact, that's right, or conduct with the way we live our lives. The old flesh nature simply cannot be reformed. It has to be killed, basically, mortify the deeds of the body. There is nothing really redeeming about the old Adamic nature. So when we experience the new birth and receive Jesus as our Savior, we are instantly identified with the death of Christ, and a spiritual birth takes place. That's the greatest miracle in the universe. God is not short of miracles, but there's nothing more powerful than to transform a human life, to cause a fallen child of God, because we're all the children of God created in His image, but we don't become a true member of His family until we are spiritually born again into His kingdom, which takes place when we accept Jesus as our Savior. And through Jesus, that old Adamic nature that we possess is put to death as far as it relates to God. But we find, to our dismay and shock and surprise, when we first come to the Lord, that it's still very much alive to the world. Our new spiritual nature is dead to the world, but it is very much alive to God. And so what happens? We enter into spiritual warfare. I have found sometimes in my own life, those first few months, or for someone that's just recently saved, it's kind of a honeymoon period. You're kind of protected from the onslaught of the enemy, but the Lord knows when to kind of back off and allow our faith to grow. And we do that through overcoming temptations and trials. I wish there was another way, but that seems to be the way that God ordained and planned it, and it actually is the best way. After a while, you know, there's that old song, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. I can thank Him for the mountains, I can thank Him for the problems and the storms that He's brought me through, because if I never had a problem, now that's what we might like, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. And so there you have it, beloved. In the words of an old song, that is why we go through what we go through. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ in our lives. Praise God. So we know that we enter into warfare. He challenges his life, the new life, Satan does, and a conflict ensues. As a newborn Christian, you have a new nature. It's a dynamic, a spiritual principle. You are born again. But our flesh wars with this spiritual nature. Why? Because it's totally opposite of the flesh nature. Many, many times, if the new Christian is not taught in or from the Word of God, they don't understand this warfare. They become a battlefield. Each nature, the old Adamic nature, which is the old you, it tries to subvert, it tries to take control and dominate and destroy that new nature. The old nature seeks to control the mind, the emotions, and if it can do that, if we allow that old nature to control our mind, our thoughts, and our feelings and emotions, guess what? Then the body follows. We say and do the things we don't want to do. So the old nature, in summary, or in a simplicity of terms, if you will, consists of everything that is disobedient, rebellious, godless, egocentric, selfish, unbelieving and striving, it attempts to satisfy the fleshly cravings of the old nature. And they're not necessarily physical. They could be mental. It could be in terms of ambition and power, money, whatever. All we have to do is look at the world. And we were like that. But God is working on us, and we are changing. So then this new spiritual nature consists of all good things. First of all, it is spiritual. It's related to Christ. We're born into the family of God. And if we're children of God, then we will have the characteristics of our heritage. If you are a natural child born into a family, you're going to have the DNA, the genetics, if you will, of your father and mother. You had nothing to do with that. You just inherited that. Same true when we're born again. We inherit. We may not fully understand how fantastic and marvelous that is, but we inherit the life of Christ. We are identified with Him. And so that new nature is believing. It's obedient. It's unselfish. It's loving. It's patient and desires to give God total obedience and produces great spiritual fruit for all eternity. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit are basically the personality, the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Praise God. We are under law, the law of the new covenant. And praise God, when we're acting and living like Jesus, we are not bound by law. All things are richly given to us of our Father. Yeah, we haven't really fully grasped all that the Bible is telling us, but we're going to. We're on the road. And I just want to leave you on that final encouraging and optimistic note. Just hang on. God's not finished with you yet. He's not finished with me yet. He's going to do a perfect work. His way, as for God, His way is perfect, and He will perfect that which concerns you, dear brother and sister. I love you, and we'll continue on this subject tomorrow. I hope you can join me. We're heard on the station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And as always, I invite you to share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for listening. I pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.